Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Book Buzz, the show all about books, and I'm your host, Susanna Greenberg of Susanna Greenberg Public Relations, and today we have our guest, H. Allen Day, the author of The Horse Lover, A Cowboy's Quest to Save the Wild Mustangs, and Larry Watson, the author of Montana 1948, has called this book a great American story and an inspiring tale of vision, courage, and hard-won wisdom. It's told with humor and grace and without pretension, and every reader is sure to find a horse to fall in love with in these pages. Wow. So welcome, Allen. How are you today?
Well, Susanna, I'm fine. I'm happy to be here, and wow, with that kind of a lead-in from Larry Watson, I'm not sure I have much to say.
Well deserved. Let's just get right to it, Allen. The Horse Lover, A Cowboy's Quest to Save the Wild Mustangs. What is the book about, in short? Give us a little summary of what the book is about.
Okay, well, in 1989, I started the first wild horse sanctuary on a 35,000-acre ranch I owned in South Dakota. No private person had ever contracted with the Bureau of Land Management to take care of excess unadoptable wild horses. And the Bureau of Land Management had a big bunch of them in feedlots. And so they urged me to lobby Congress to get permission to contract, for them to contract with me. And it ended up, I got 1,500 wild horses that I took care of and trained, and had a ton of adventures over the 4 years that I had the sanctuary. So that's what the book's about, is the wild horses and the government and the taking care of and making friends with the wild horses.
That sounds wonderful. And tell me, you know, what inspired you, on your quest to save the wild Mustangs? What inspired you to do that?
Well, a couple of things. The first horse I ever had when I was 5 years old, I had a little horse named Chico, and he had been a wild Mustang. He was captured out of a wild Mustang herd, and I just heard that mystique, and Chico was just the best horse I ever rode and a wonderful friend and companion. And so I, of course, heard the stories about him being a wild Mustang, and I just, from an early age, I just had a vision of these beautiful horses, these Mustangs, and they all looked like Chico, I think, but I've always been attracted to the mystique of the wild Mustangs. And then, as an adult, I had this ranch in South Dakota, and Dayton Hyde appeared, and I was just buying the ranch when I met Dayton, and so he told me a number of things about the plight of the wild horses. And, he explained that the wild horses overpopulate out on the ranges where they run free, and the government has to gather some excess horses occasionally to keep them from all starving to death out, overpopulating and starving to death. And so the government was just putting these horses in what he called horse prison, and which is in feedlots with where they couldn't roam, where the family units didn't work together, where they were just in horse prison. And that he had a dream which he wanted to share with me, which I then took up the dream that we could take those horses out of those feedlots and put them on this beautiful rolling prairie in South Dakota and have them on the best grass and the best feed they'd ever been on in their life. And so we shared that dream, and that's what push my hot button to get me involved with the wild horses is the plight, where they were in horse prison.
Well, that's a wonderful dream. Get him out of horse prison and put him on a most beautiful acreage. That's marvelous. And tell us, you have a very famous sister. Tell us a little bit about life with your famous sister, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
Well, I couldn't be more proud of my sister. She not only is just a hero to the country, to our country, but she's just wonderful as family. You know, she's so family oriented and so loving and so giving to all of her family. And so being raised around Sandra just is more than a treat. It helps to set the bar for what each of us wants in our own life, you know, because she just sets such a good example. She doesn't preach or tell you you're not doing well enough or anything. She's always proud of her family and happy to share with her family, but being around her just makes you want to be better and do better. And so life with Sandra, you know, has a lot of adventures because, boy, she goes a lot of places and does a lot of things and is happy to bring her family along. And so I've met people and gone places I otherwise would have never experienced. And, you know, under her umbrella, if that's how you want to word it. But she's just... I tell people, and this is partly a joke, but partly the truth, that I have the best job in the world, and that's being Sandra's brother.
Well, that's so very fortunate. Yes.
So, yeah. And she called me, by the way, a few years back and asked me to write a book with her about being raised on the old family ranch, the Lazy Bee in Arizona. And so I didn't have any background in writing, but I don't usually tell Sandra no, so I agreed to help, you know, to co-write the book. And we wrote this book together, and it just invigorated me to write more. You know, I found out I liked the act of writing and had never known that before. So the sharing of the authorship of the first book totally caused me to then step up and write a book all on my own.
Well, wonderful. Another gift from being the job of Sandra's brother, right? That's
so
lovely.
Yeah, all I have to say about being Sandra's brother is just what a lucky person I am, because she, even though she's retired, she still just has so many good thoughts and good ideas. I'll see her later today, even. She lives, I'm going up there late this afternoon, and we'll spend some time with her.
Oh, well, I admire her so much. That's fantastic. Well, tell me, for your readers, of The Horse Lover, A Cowboy's Quest to Save the Wild Mustangs by Alan Day. Tell me, what do you hope readers will take away from reading this book? What do you hope will stay with them when they finish?
Well, that's a good question, and there's several things. First, I hope the content makes them more aware of the wild horse situation and here in our country, and gives them knowledge of what's happening in that area. And so in regard to the wild horses, I think no more when they finish the book than they did when they started. About the writing of the book, I hoped it would bring forth all sorts of emotions in the reader. And by that, I mean, I hope it brings joy, humor, sadness, just the full range of emotions that we can experience. A lot of books, you read them and you're glad to read them, but it doesn't make you emotional, doesn't make you laugh, doesn't make you cry. And I think this book does a little of all of that, or I hope it does. And so I wrote it not in any fiction. I mean, it's all true, but in a way that I hope brings forth those emotions. And to give a little background, I've been a rancher all my life and have a lot of crazy adventures, wacky times on horseback, some good, some bad. But woven into the book are some stories about horses aside from the Wild Horse Sanctuary, but just horses that I have raised, that I've owned them. I raised them as a colt, broke them, rode them, and had adventures with them. And a lot of readers, a lot of your readers, a lot of readers in general are really fascinated by cowboy lore and the mystique of cowboying. And I think this book will give people an inside look at some of that life, that cowboy life. So I think it has something to offer.
All right. So for people who love horses, for people who are fascinated by cowboys, for people who care about nature and the environment and animals, and for people who love to read, for all those, we recommend you read Alan Day's book, The Horse Lover, A Cowboy's Quest to Save the Wild Mustangs, available on Amazon and other bookselling sites. And I want to thank you, Alan, so much for telling us about your book, The Horse Lover. It sounds like a great book. And that about wraps it up. So thank you again, and have a great day, Mr. Day.
Thank you, Suzanne. I really appreciate the interview, and I hope your day goes well. I wish you were here in Tucson where it's nice and warm.
Oh, it sounds lovely. We have 7 degrees here where I am. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Day, and thank you, everyone out there who may be listening. And please do check out the book, The Horse Lover, A Cowboy's Quest to Save the Wild Mustangs by H. Alan Day. Thank you so much, and that concludes our show.